from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bell Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Kyle Holbrook, age 34 at the time of this interview.
My mom said when I was a little kid, I said I wanted to be an artist before I went to kindergarten. Kindergarten, I used to draw the Care Bears for the girls because my parents, anytime it was their birthday or something like that, they wanted a card that was drawn, happy birthday. A lot of them say happy birthday or spelt wrong because I was focusing more on how it looked instead of spelling it right. I always wanted to be an artist. I grew up right next to the high school. You know, mom and dad were both teachers. I mean, we took trips and always had what I needed. You know, mom and dad are teachers, but in the hood, that's kind of like successful. My mom grew up in the hill. Real strong black woman. My dad grew up in upstate New York. My dad was white. Great man. He died in my arms when I was 18. I always felt lucky that I had a dad. I wasn't like a lot of my friends. My dad was always a coach. We won a championship soccer every year. Baseball, we always won a championship. A lot of my friends that I grew up with didn't have a dad, and they would always come over, and my dad would be the official quarterback. We went and played football or the pitcher when we played baseball or whatever it may be. So definitely was real instrumental in my life. Come from a real big family, real historic black family here, Stotts family. So had a lot of uncles and aunts that were instrumental and were inspiring to me for all different reasons. So environment was good in the home life. I mean, outside, North Avenue was the only Crip Street in Wilkinsburg for years. Then McNary was later. So growing up, 80s, late 80s, friends weren't allowed to come over because we had constant shootings all the time right on the corner. It was dangerous walking down the street. You'd have to hit the cut every now and then. Somebody start driving fast. Somebody, especially at night, they hit their lights or whatever. It was a constant looking out. Yeah, I mean, it was real different. It was super crazy in the early 90s. And it was a part of life. When you're in it, you really don't see yourself. So describe myself as a kid. I mean, I got a 15-year-old daughter now. It's just she's so much better than me at that time. I was really grew up fast. I had a gun on me every day from 14 years old on. So I was trying to grow fast. I was part of the main crew for my age group at the time, which is the soldiers. Everywhere we went, we demanded respect. I wish I could talk to my young self then, but I'm lucky to be here. I know I got 38 friends that aren't. And I painted 27 of them on the wall here from Wilkinsburg. Right behind PNC, that would probably be my favorite mural right on Penn Avenue, because that one is a wall that I looked at as a little kid and said, look, I want to do that one day. I didn't even know the mural is a word. So it was a dream to do. It was the first grant that I got. That one is where I have a lot of my friends that I lost on there. But it's the whole history of Wilkinsburg. So I had to do a lot of research. When I was about to do the most important part to me emotionally, paint my friends on there one day, I got a call. And now, I don't normally answer calls when I'm painting, but I might as well answer right now. It just takes me out of my zone. It's right when I'm about to finish it. So then I take the call. Or it's Mondo, who's painting on a different mural. He died a few years later, but he's my best friend. He's talking about Birdo just got killed. So that's why Birdo is bigger than everybody on that mural, because it was just the time when I found out he just died the night before. So I thought that was a real spiritual thing. God has been really good to me that I've been able to accomplish dreams. Then I'll make a new dream and accomplish it, dream after dream. I would say that if I had to do it all over, I would have focused on school more. It's like, you know, to regret that, and some people maybe, you know, hurt emotionally or physically, so regret some of that. The road to success is the one less traveled. If the masses are doing what you're doing, you're not doing the right thing. You need to be doing something that only you believe in. I meant sometimes missing parties. I remember one time, great party, but I had this little project I had to get done, which was a big project at the time for me. You know, I got to make the decision. I'm not going to the party. Everybody's out having fun. People calling me, oh, what? There's so many girls. Are you serious? I'm like, man, bro, I got to do what I got to do now and do what you got to do now to do what you want to do later.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Nick Jones and Devon Moultrie. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.